Officials have yet to decide how they will carry out President Trump's directive to alter the 2020 census numbers that determine the next Electoral College map. We hear more from NPR's Hansi Luong.
The Constitution requires the whole number of persons in each state to be included, and the census numbers used to reallocate congressional seats and Electoral College votes among the states. But President Trump is seeking to remove unauthorized immigrants from those numbers for the first time in U.S. history. However, the Supreme Court rules on whether Trump can legally do that. The administration still has practical challenges. So far, it's determined that unauthorized immigrants in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers are the only group it could feasibly exclude from the count. The Census Bureau has also determined the first set of census results will not be ready for release until after Trump's term ends. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
Although he's not conceded the election, President Trump appears to be clearing the way for President-elect Joe Biden's formal transition process to begin. Trump tweeted he has recommended that the General Services Administration move ahead with transition protocols for both teams. But Trump also says his legal case continues strongly, he says, despite numerous legal setbacks and the certification of votes in key battleground states. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street. The Nasdaq added 25 points, up 0.2%. This is NPR News.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up on the program, a routine process of certifying election results is getting attention in Michigan as Donald Trump and his allies attempt to discredit the results despite no sign of vote count problems. Then Zoom refused to host online events that included a Palestinian activist. The criteria the company uses to determine what conversations users can and cannot have. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Eldora Mountain Resort kicked off its ski season today. Colorado resorts scheduled to open on Wednesday include Beaver Creek, Crested Butte, Aspen Mountain, and Snowmass. Rain and snow for Colorado tonight. It will be mostly snow in the Denver area. This is CPR.